Last week, we started our two-part sermon series based on the VBS theme, Wow God. You might remember these key Bible points. God made you.
Wow God.
God is for you.
Wow God.
God is always with you.
Wow God.
Shouting something out during the sermon made us step out of our comfort zone just a little bit, but we all survived. And I hope it proved to be a good experience for everyone. This Sunday is no exception. I already asked the VBS kids, and I asked the leaders too, to help the congregation shout out, Wow God, as we finish the remaining key Bible points. Our fourth key Bible point then is, God will always love you.
Wow God!
From Psalm 89. I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your truthfulness is as enduring as the heavens. The psalmist here describes a love that is increasingly foreign to us. We just don't understand this kind of love. We love hamburgers and pizza. We love our favorite sports team. We love our spouse, and we love our children. We may even claim to love God. But God's love is different than ours. God's love is real, pure, unending, and stronger than any love that we have ever experienced or any love that we could ever imagine. God's love is perfect, and God will always love you. We see his love for us throughout the Bible, but most significantly in the passion narrative and the steps that Jesus would take to the cross. On the fourth day of VBS, we brought the kids to the evening of the Last Supper. Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples. He knew that one of them was going to betray him. Now, he could have stopped that betrayal, but instead, we learn from the Gospel of John that he tells Judas, what you are going to do, do quickly. And with that statement, Jesus' love for us moves him one step closer to the cross. Jesus and his disciples move from the upper room to the garden to pray. Jesus knew what was coming. He could have ran away. But when Jesus hears the soldiers coming, he doesn't run, but he goes out to meet them. The disciples, now they ultimately run away, but Jesus doesn't. He goes with the soldiers voluntarily, despite what he knows is coming. And with those footsteps, Jesus' love for us moves him one step closer to the cross. The trial before Pilate would come next. As Jesus stood before Pilate, the Jewish leaders leveled all kinds of charges against him. So Pilate asked Jesus, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave them no answer, not even to a single charge. And with his silence, Jesus' love for us moves him another step closer to the cross. Now the crowds that had gathered at the trial had a chance to release Jesus. Pilate gave them a choice, the thief Barabbas or Jesus. They chose Barabbas, so for Jesus, to the cross it was. Betrayed, arrested, falsely accused, and hated by the crowds, Jesus' love for us nails him to that cross. Jesus, being God, could have come down at any time, but that same love for us held him to that cross. That same love for us is the reason that God endured death and hell. And that same love is what raised him from the dead. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. God will always love you. God love transforms us because it's unfailing and undeserved. Why? Because we are Judas in the Passion narrative. We are the soldiers. We are the disciples. We are the Jewish leaders, we are Pilate, and we are the crowd. We are the ones born in sin, enemies with the one who died to save us. Yet Jesus, in his love, unfailingly calls us to him in his word and sacraments, undeserving as we are. And he promises us that this will never change. The psalmist declares, "I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is as enduring as the heavens." God will always love you.
Wow, God.
Our final key Bible point is, God made you for a reason.
Wow, God.
This key point is based on Jeremiah chapter 29. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek and find me when you seek me with all your heart." The corresponding Bible story that the kids enjoyed was that of David, Abigail, and Nabal. Nabal was a very rich man. He is said to have like 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. But Nabal was also harsh and very badly behaved. Nabal was married to Abigail, and she was beautiful, and she had great capacity for discernment and understanding. Now, during the time when David stayed in the wilderness to keep his distance from King Saul, David and his men provided protection for Nabal's shepherds and his flocks. In all the time that David did this, Nabal didn't lose a single sheep or goat. Some time passes, and David finds himself in need of food for him and his men. So he sends 10 men to Nabal to ask for food. Nabal, being the awful man that he was, pretends that he doesn't know who David is and refuses the men any food. Of course, this makes David very angry, and he vows to kill all the men that belong to Nabal and his family. David straps on his sword and sets off to do just that with 400 of his men. But Abigail gets wind of Nabal's refusal and David's plan. She tells her servants to load up the donkeys with 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, and 5 sheep to give to David and his men. She also sends 5 seahs of grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, all in an attempt to appease David's anger. Now, this story and the resulting game was perhaps the funniest part of VBS for me. I divided the kids into 3 groups, and from each group, I chose one of the kids to be the donkey. The other kids loaded up their donkey with actual fruit and bread, and they had to race across the fellowship hall to deliver the provisions to David. As you can imagine, it was chaos. They had mini bananas, apples, mandarin oranges, and small loaves of bread scattered all over the fellowship hall. It was actually hilarious. But getting back to the story, Abigail's offering of food to David and his men appeased his anger. In fact, David thanked her for keeping him from inflicting bloodshed on Nabal's house. Abigail had done all this secretly, without Nabal's knowledge. When she does reveal it to him the next morning, what she has done, the Bible tells us this, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And about 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. Because Abigail is now a widow, David takes her as his wife, and they both rejoice and lift up praises to God. Abigail brought peace to a really bad situation. God made Abigail, and he gave her good sense and quick thinking. He gave her a heart for peace and kindness. God made her for a reason. God made you for a reason. God gave each one of us a unique combination of gifts and talents to serve him in a specific way and for a specific reason. I can't tell you what your specific way or specific reason is, but God knows his plan for you, and he will reveal it to you if you are listening. However, I can tell you what I think the Bible reveals as God's will for everyone. Generally, I think it boils down to these three things. One, loving God. Two, loving your neighbor. And three, telling others the good news of Jesus Christ. These three things everyone can do. God made you for this reason.
Wow.
And that concludes our five key Bible points of our WOW VBS theme. You may remember that I mentioned last week that I thought I could see a different viewpoint, a different perspective on our WOW God theme. But as I thought about it, I changed my mind and decided against including it in today's sermon. You see, this different perspective essentially turns WOW God from a positive to a negative, from an exclamation point to a question mark. So to accurately represent our week of EBS and the WOW God theme, I thought it would be better just to stay with the five key points. And at a later date, we can address WOW God as a question. So to refresh your memory, our five key Bible points are: God made you.
Wow, God.
God is for you. God is always with you. God will always love you. God made you for a reason. I pray that you will take these five key Bible points with you today and reflect on them this week and in the weeks to come. They really are uplifting, encouraging, and worth sharing with those around you. And to God alone be the glory. Amen.